coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And the city hath no need of the sun, nor of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God hath enlightened it, and the Lamb is the lamp thereof. These words are taken from the Apocalypse of the Apostle St. John, the 21st chapter, the 2nd and 23rd verses. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And how is it to me that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? In the midst of our warmest months, at the beginning of the month of July, we celebrate the great feast of the Visitation of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. She, bearing the Christ child in her womb, moved by divine charity, goes to meet the mother of the precursor of her divine Son, Saint Elizabeth, mother of Saint John the Baptist. At our Blessed Mother's salutation, Saint John leaps in the womb of his mother. His mother rejoices, and we, with her, to see the Christ child work the sanctification under the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This morning, in these early hours, it is our turn to return those loving ministrations to our Most Blessed Mother. Just as she rushed in charity to Saint Elizabeth, we rush too in charity to her. Certainly she has no need of our help to bear the Christ child. She who knows not the sin of Adam, entirely free from original sin and its consequences, she will know no pain in childbirth. But we rush to offer her our homage, to adore her divine Son, resting in her virginal womb. During our novena to the Immaculate Conception, one of the ancient prayers to our Blessed Mother that we contemplated spoke of her as the Aula Lucis Fulgida, the radiant hall of light, that is to say, the hall through which passed that eternal light, the Son of Justice, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the forthcoming feast of the presentation of our Blessed Savior in the temple, as we worship with candles once more, the Church will put on the lips of her sacred ministers and her cantors these words acclaiming Christ, the King of glory, the new light born before the dawn, the master of life and death. Likewise, at every Holy Mass, we repeat the words of St. John, the Apostle and Evangelist, Erat lux vera qui illuminat omnem hominem venientum in hoc mundum. There was the true light that enlightens every man who comes into this world. That moment of his full revelation, however, has not yet come. But we, as Mary to Elizabeth, now we to her, we come in anticipation of this season, in this season of longing, the season of Advent, adoring our God in her virginal womb. And we come in these early hours, celebrating these sacred mysteries by the light of candles. Candles are one of the most expressive signs of the presence of God made man. The candle in our Christian religion, in our sacred liturgies, is a symbol of our Lord Jesus Christ. He, the eternal light, the light of men. He is a light before the creation of the world, the eternal light, the perfect reflection of the Father. But he, that light, was born for our sake in time to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, conceived in her womb at the Annunciation. Born in time, the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ is like the flame atop a candle, casting its light abroad without being fully consumed, just like the burning bush on Mount Sinai that Moses beheld. That flame atop our candles represents his divinity burning, but not consuming his sacred humanity. Now and forever he stands before the Father like an eternal flame to his glory and our salvation. During the holiest of our nights at the Easter Vigil, we sing the solemn consecration of the Easter candle, the Exultet. Holy Mother Church tells us in these expressive words of that chant, that the wax of the candle represents the sacred humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Church compares the wax of the candle taken from the chaste mother bee to the spotless sacred humanity of Christ, taken from the immaculate virginal flesh of our most blessed mother. It is indeed within but a few short months that we will gather here again on Holy Saturday. That Holy Mass will likewise be in a certain darkness, a darkness too of expectation, a darkness of hope. Therefore, this morning too, at the consecration, at the midnight Mass soon, and then at the Easter Vigil, we will fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah, quoted by St. Matthew. The people that sat in darkness have seen a great light, and to them that sat in the region of the shadow of death, light is sprung up. For it is in these days that the definitive victory of our Lord has begun, firstly in the Immaculate Conception of our Mother, then in the birth of the God-man Jesus Christ, and it will culminate on that sacred night when Christ rises from the dead. Let us come then to our Blessed Mother, not unlike the Magi will soon at the Epiphany. Let us come bearing gifts to her, the gifts of our Advent penances, of our devotions, of the love that dwells in our hearts, a love of expectation and of hope, a love filled with trust and confidence, that as we sit in the darkness of the temptations of this world, the flesh and the devil, we know without doubting that light will dawn to deliver us. That light will appear in this hallowed hall, in that very hallowed hall that is our Blessed Mother, that light that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray to our Holy Mother this morning with this wonderful Ororate devotion, that she might sanctify us with the Christ child in her womb, even as she sanctified St. John the Baptist. We might say, as our Prior General often says, that St. John the Baptist is in some ways the first adopted child of the Blessed Virgin Mary. For it is by her intercession, the great haste of her charity, that John the Baptist is sanctified in the womb of Elizabeth. May we now, displaying our own devotion by our haste to gather early this morning, win from her immaculate heart a similar blessing with the Christ child, that very child whom we venerate in her womb, just as we did yesterday in the great devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, a miraculous image that depicts our Blessed Mother with child. May our Blessed Savior be born to our hearts, even as he will soon be born to her. And my dear friends, under her watchful gaze, through the intercession of her Immaculate Heart, may we be found faithful to meet her again soon, as the Paschal candle is solemnly consecrated, as the Triterium, that triple candle, is solemnly lit in this holy temple to announce the victory of Jesus Christ over sin and death at the Easter Vigil. May we be found worthy to see that light dawn anew, that as he conquers sin and death in his flesh, he might renew that victory in our body and soul. And though the cross casts a shadow over the manger of Bethlehem, let us remember that the life of our Blessed Savior and our life in him both begin and end with our Blessed Mother, in the sweetness of his gentle, loving embrace, in the tenderness and peace of a good conscience, cleansed by the sacrament of penance. May we, like the Blessed Virgin Mary, receive him now into our bodies and souls, in that sweet moment the Holy Eucharist dwells in us. May we be found ready and prompt in charity as she was to St. John the Baptist, to St. Elizabeth, to bear him to our neighbor, to bear him to our homes and our world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.